Hi. The third podcast with Kristen Levanway is going to be about her tips for first-time home buyers. It's short, it's about 5 minutes. You'll love it. Hi, I'm John Wake. I'm with firsttimehomebuyersco.com, and this podcast is called First Home Stories. Now, let's listen to Kristen.
So, any final tips for first-time home buyers before we go?
The best tips I can give you for first-time home buyer is you need a really good team, and the best team you need is the lender and the real estate agent.
What's the best way to find them? Good ones.
The best way to find a good agent is to ask around. Ask people you know who've recently purchased a home, who they used, if they like them. I think that's a great way to go. I get clients from my YouTube channel because I put a lot of information out there so people get to know me. I think having a knowledgeable agent is really, really helpful. So don't be afraid to sit down and talk to an agent. Ask them a lot of questions about the market. Ask them about their experience. And if you don't feel comfortable, then move on and work with somebody else. You're going to spend a lot of time with this agent. You're going to be crying and laughing and, you know, they're going to be part of your family for a good part of this process. And so it's got to be somebody that you get along with and you can trust. I think that's the biggest thing. And then the lenders is kind of the same thing. I know people are tempted to use their local bank. If you have a good relationship with your bank and you can walk in and they know who you are and you trust them, I think that's fine. But I think you're well served by talking to some brokers who are going to be there the whole way.
I recommend, like, I have a list of 3 to 5 loan officers I send out to people. I like it when they use one of them, because if something is going wrong with that and it's going to take a lot of extra work for the buyer, they're a lot more likely to take care of that buyer, because if they don't, they not only lose that buyer, they lose me sending them business.
Exactly.
So it gives them a lot more leverage. And plus the fact that if I chose them, you want the work done on time.
Exactly.
How many times the buyer will come in and they have their own loan officer, and the loan officer, their file never makes it to the top of the pile.
Exactly.
And so they're always behind. And my joke is they always say, oh, it's the underwriter. It's never the loan officer's fault. It's always somebody else's fault, the underwriter's fault, that the file never made it to the top.
The visual that I always use is that it's a guy with a stack of manila folders on his desk. That's your big box 1-800 lender versus the lenders, like I have this list as well, that I can call on a Sunday at 9 o'clock at night and say, hey, we got this problem, and it's taken care of by Monday morning. That's the difference between the two.
They have a lot more pull.
Exactly.
Good.
So yeah, that, and then, you know, do your homework, do your research, look at a lot of houses. Start looking before you're ready to buy.
How long do you think they should look? Start looking. So a year before, or a month before?
I talk to a lot of people that are they're not quite ready to buy. Like I work with a lot of people that are moving here. So I like them to start looking at houses right away. You don't have to look every day. You don't have to be super diligent about it. But just to get a feel for the market, where your money can be spent, you know, to give you the most things that you're looking for in a home. Where are those areas? Because in a market like right now, where it's a seller's market, you've got to make a decision really fast. You've got to literally be able to walk into a house and know this is a good deal. This is a house that I'm going to really love. Because 9 times out of 10, when you first start out, if you haven't done that homework, you're going to walk into a house that's great and you're not going to recognize it. And you're going to do that whole, well, I don't know, or, oh, maybe we'll just throw in a lowball offer and see what happens. And you lose it and you kick yourself. And then you got to start all over again. So doing that research ahead of time, I think, can make it easier. And it kind of is motivating, too. You know, if you're trying to save up or get the house that you're in now that's in, you know, Missouri or whatever, you get that soul that keeps you motivated to get out here. Whatever it is that, you know, it's keeping you from actually doing it. And then don't be afraid to walk away. If the house doesn't serve all your needs, don't settle. It's a big commitment to buy a house. And my experience has been with my clients that were... I had some clients recently, they put an offer in a house, got it accepted. It was a great house, but we did the inspection and needed a lot of repairs. And they started to feel really uncomfortable about it. And it was, you know, had this great backyard with a mountain view and a park. And they were just like, you know what, Kristen, we just don't feel good about this. And I think we're going to cancel. So we did. We canceled. And they were like, we'll never find another house. And we, you know, they regretted canceling, whatever. And a week later, we found the perfect house for them. Perfect house.
Awesome.
It had just been completely remodeled. No work necessary. Nice neighbor. It was everything they wanted. So the right house is out there. You just got to know what it is you're looking for.
You got to be willing to walk away.
Yeah. And if your agent doesn't support that, then you need a new agent.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit into the weeds, but a lot of agents are like, oh my gosh, I put so much time in this client and now they're going to cancel. So they are now talking you.
Right. And or I got to make my mortgage next month. I need you to buy this house. you don't need an agent who's looking out for themselves before they're looking out for you.
Yeah, when they have commission breath, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, good. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I really owe you a big favor.
Hi, that was really a great interview with Kristen Levanway. If you don't want to miss any of the podcasts, be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for First Home Stories. Or just go to the website, firsttimehomebuyerschool.com, and you can sign up there to get email notifications. Great. Thanks, everybody. Take care.